Welcome to the Study With Me podcast. On this podcast, you will find Bible readings and Bible studies, and not forgetting the Bible meditations. Are you struggling to fall asleep? What is keeping you awake at night? Well, I have a remedy for you. If you listen to the Bible meditations, they will definitely help you fall asleep. This is your hostess, Lady Fatima. I hope you will follow or subscribe. Just be a part of this family and sleep with God's Word on. Stories from the Book of Psalms to help you relax and fall asleep. As you settle into bed tonight and driftly fall asleep, it is the time to call upon the Holy Spirit of the Living God, our Heavenly Father, the author and finisher of all things, the beginning and the end. Yes, He is the Alpha and Omega, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Redeemer, the Ruler of Heaven and Earth. Yes, He is Jehovah Jireh, our Provider, and gives sleep to His Beloved. He is Jehovah Shammah, our peace, and will give you peaceful sleep. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and will heal every wound, hurt that you may have. He is the Lord of hosts, and neither sleeps or slumbers. Now take a deep breath in. Let it out. Get comfortable and settled. Deep breath in and out. With your head resting on the pillow, breathe in and out. God loves you and is with you. His angels are all around you, guarding you and protecting you, keeping you from harm's way. Nothing shall befall you. His heavenly peace surrounds you throughout the night. May the peace of God, the love of Christ, be with you as you sleep. I want to pray for you right now that the Lord keeps you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, most high God, I pray for your child, Almighty Father. In your word, my God, you say we should pray for one another. And I stand in the gap right now for everyone under the sound of my voice, that they may find peace and rest under the shadow of your wings. Lord, I pray that your child knows that you are the everlasting God, our help in times of need. Father, I pray that they know that you are always there for them, my Father, and never will you disappoint them. I pray that they know you are not a man that you should lie, that you have plans for them, Jehovah, as you knew them before they were formed in their mother's womb. Lord, I pray that they know and believe that nothing will ever separate them from your great love, that you, O Lord, will cover them with the Holy Spirit and your presence, mighty God. Fill their hearts, O Lord, with faith and hope, Jehovah. I pray they believe that you are with them so they may have a peaceful night. I pray they rest in your arms, knowing they can overcome anything that comes their way, that in you, God, they should trust and take refuge, and that to all who trust in you, you will be their banner and their shield. Amen. This chapter is found in the center of the Bible. Make the Lord your God the center of all things concerning you. Center your thoughts, focus on the cross. The verses will highlight what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for being ever present and within our reach, for holding our hands when we needed it. And Father, we know that you will continue to hold our hands as and when we need it, O God. And Father, we need you always. Thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit, who is our help, our guide, our teacher, our friend, counselor, and comforter. Father, we seek your love. We seek your peace. Lord, we seek favor and grace. May we be drawn to your presence and everlasting love. Amen. Listen to the voice of our Savior and inhale the truthness in his living word. Feed your soul with the goodness pouring from this word. The word of truth, the word of life, as we look to abide in Christ and that he may abide in us. Heavenly Father, we hunger for your light and we thirst for streams of living waters and righteousness. We come to you with open hearts that we may receive. We pray all this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Close your eyes as you slowly breathe in and let out all the burdens as you exhale. breathe in the goodness of the Lord and breathe out fear and anxiety. Breathe in the wisdom of God. Breathe out your cares and burdens. Let everything that is a burden leave your mind and body. Breathe in the healing. Allow yourself to feel His healing hand upon you right now. Feel the tender touch of that hand on you right now. Receive your healing. Feel the pains, aches depart from your body right now. Receive your total healing. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. You're healed. You're healed. You are healed. Claim it in Jesus' name. Breathe in and out. You are renewed, and by His stripes are healed. Believe it, claim it, own it, in Jesus' name. Relax and take in the words from Psalm 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed. When I look into all your commandments, I will praise you with uprightness of heart. When I learn your righteous judgments, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Amen. I pray that you serve the Lord diligently, that you praise Him with your whole heart, a pure heart, and keep His statutes. I pray that your steps are ordered by the Holy Spirit of God. And I decree and I declare that you will walk in His ways as He has commanded us. Keep His precepts diligently and praise Him with the uprightness of your heart. and learn his ways, for his ways are not our ways. And I pray that the Lord will not forsake you. And that you take heed according to his word with your whole heart. Amen. Psalm 119 verses 11 to 20. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing from your judgments at all times. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. Meditate on his precepts and contemplate your ways. I pray that you will have the wisdom and understanding of his word, and that you will delight in the statutes of the Lord and not forget his word. Open your eyes, child of God, that you may see his wondrous things. For you are not stranger. You are not a stranger on the earth. Amen. Psalm 119 verses 21 to 30. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me. But your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delights and my counselors. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. Amen. I pray that you are revived according to the word of God. And I pray that the Lord answers your prayers, that he answers when you call, that the door will be open when you knock on the door, as his word says. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. I pray, child of God, that you will understand the way of the Lord's precepts and meditate on the wonderful works of our Savior, that your soul will melt from heaviness. You are strengthened according to the word of God. No more lying. It is removed in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that you choose the way of truth, as the judgments that he laid before us. Amen. Psalm 119, verses 31 to 40. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant, who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. Amen. I pray that the word of the Lord is established in your life. I pray that it is established in every area of your life. May the Lord bless your health, bless your family, bless your friends, bless your neighbors, bless your finances, bless the hands that you build your life with. For he blesses the work of your hands. You are blessed in your going out and your coming in. The judgments of the Lord are good, Do not turn away from God. And do not focus on worthless things. You shall be revived in the way of the Lord. Amen. Psalm 119, verses 41 to 50. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me. For I trust in your word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love. And I will meditate on your statutes. Remember the word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. Hallelujah. I pray that the word of the Lord gives you life. That every dead situation in your life will receive the breath of life. All the dry bones in your life, I decree and I declare a blessing right now. Every dead situation in your life, I pray that it rises right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your blessing. Receive your blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hands up and praise the Lord in every situation. He deserves the honor. He deserves our praise. He deserves our worship. May his name be glorified in all the earth. The love of God that surpasses human understanding will be established in your life. And I pray that you will not fear anything, knowing and believing that he is the God. He is the Savior. He is the Master, our teacher and ruler, our Redeemer. And I pray that as you walk in liberty, the favor of God and the showers of blessings feel your life in the name of Jesus. I pray. Glory, hallelujah. Psalm 119, verses 51 to 60. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remember judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs. In the house of pilgrimage, I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my heart to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. Amen. Child of God, keep his law. And I pray that you remember his name in the night, the name of the Lord of hosts, the ruler of heaven and earth. For he is your portion. He is my portion. He is our portion, the mighty God. I pray that he be merciful according to his word. And I pray that you have a peaceful night and wake up to his mercies that are new every morning. Do not delay to keep the commandments of our Lord. Amen. Psalm 119, verses 61 to 70. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. I pray that you live according to the word of God, and that you believe in his commandments. I pray for discernment, that you may make good judgments. and that you may carry the wisdom of God. I pray for discernment, and that you will never stray, that you will never be away from the presence of the Lord, that you keep his word, for he is good and he does good. And I pray that your enemies will see you no more in their eyes, for you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You are blessed. Amen. Psalm 119, verses 71 to 80. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let, I pray, your merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to your word to your servant. Let your tender mercies come to me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongly with falsehood. But I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord continues to mold you in the mighty name of Jesus and give you understanding, that you may learn his commandments. Those that fear the Lord will see him. You will see the goodness, the hand of God in your life. I pray that you have the fear of God within you. I pray that the merciful kindness of Jehovah Jireh, our provider, be your comfort. According to his word, he is not a man that he should lie. May his tender mercies come to you, that you will live long and delight in the name and the law of Almighty Savior. And I pray that you will never be ruled by pride, by hurt, by pain, by illness, by jealousy. In the name of Jesus, but that you will have the love of God pouring out of your heart, that you will have the means to reach out and bless the less fortunate, the needy, the poor. Your hands are blessed. You will be a blessing to nations. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, verses 8 to 90. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. My eyes fail from searching your word, saying, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your law. All your commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. They almost made an end of me on earth. But I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You established the earth, and it abides. Amen. Glory to the living God. His commandments are faithful, and we are thankful, Father God, for you will save us from those that persecute us wrongfully, from the proud. And they will never dig any pits for us. I decree and I declare that we shall never forget your statutes. Our steps are ordered by you, O God. Father, we shall raise altars in your name. For without you, there is nothing we can do. Father, we need your love. We need your guidance. Under the shadow of your wings, we take refuge. Father, we pray that we will search for your word. We will search for the meaning of your word until we understand your word. For your word forms our life. We stand firm, trusting and believing that your word is the word of life. We thank you for the gift of life. It is not by our power nor by our might, but you, O Lord, have favored us. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, verses 91 to 100. They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants. Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours. Save me. For I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me. But I will consider your testimonies. I have seen the consummation of all perfection. but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. Amen. We thank you, Father. We glorify your name. We lift your name on high. For you are a good God. Your grace, O Lord, is sufficient for us. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice right now, Father. Touch them. May your Spirit, the Holy Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on them, cleanse them, mold them. Father, Lord, that they will follow your commandments and by that made wiser than their enemies, for they will be with you, comforted by your rod and your staff. May they have more understanding than their peers and meditate on your word. Amen. Psalm 119, verses 101 to 110. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words for my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Amen. Child of God, you are the light of the world. The word of God is a lamp on your feet and a light to your path. Keep his judgments because they are righteous. The Lord will revive you. This is according to his word. He will revive you. Accept it with your mouth. Accept it freely. And I pray as I make a declaration that you will continually be in the hand of God and that you will not forget his law. The wicked have nothing over you, for you will keep the precepts of the Lord. Amen. Psalm 119:111-120. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform statutes forever to the very end. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandment of my God. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up, and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Amen. I decree and I declare, child of God, that the evildoers will depart from you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord is your hiding place and your shield. Hope in his word. Hallelujah. For if you keep the commandments of God, blessings will overflow, your cup will run over. The Lord will hold you up, and you will always be safe. Amen. Psalm 119:121-130. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your mercy, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding, that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold. Yes, than fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. We bless your name once more, Jehovah, for you will give us understanding. You will give us discernment, O Father, the spirit of discernment, Father, may we own it. Father, we ask for heavenly wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. May your name be glorified in all the world, in all the earth. May the nations sing your praises. Hallelujah. Holy One, we praise you. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Blessed be your holy name. Amen. Psalm 119, verses 131 to 140. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is toward those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of water run down from my eyes, because men do not keep your law. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me, because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. Glory to God. Oh, we lift your name on high, Father. We worship you, Jehovah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Most High. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Jehovah. You are upright. Your judgments are upright. Your love, Father, that surpasses human understanding, Father. For you are always within reach, my God. Amen. Psalm 119, verses 141 to 150. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you. Save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. Amen. Father, we hope in your word. Your child hopes in your word. Hallelujah. And I pray, Father, that in times of trouble, that we remember that we can reach out to you, that we may meditate on your word, and you will hear our voices according to your love and kindness, Jehovah. Revive us, O Lord Father, according to your justice. Save us, O Lord. We are crying out to you. As we arise, Father, we will cry for help. We will look towards the heavens and raise our voices and our hands in praise, honor, and adoration. Hear our voices. Amen. Psalm 119. Verses 151 to 160. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgment. Many are persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Oh, revive us according to your judgments, mighty Father. We thank you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. We are blessed. We are highly favored. We thank you, most gracious Father. Amen. Psalm 119, verses 161 through to 170. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great pleasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you. Because of your righteous judgments, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let me cry before you, O Lord, give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that we are delivered, Father, according to your word. And let, O God, Father, our supplication come before you. And may our souls keep your testimonies. Father, that we may love them exceedingly, that we may love them, Father, greatly, mightily, in the name of Jesus. May we put our ways before you, Father. And I decree and I declare that nothing that is not of God will be present in our lives. Nothing will make us stumble. Nothing will cause us to fall. But your love and your great law, may they abide in us forever. Amen. Psalm 119, verses 171 to 176. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Praise the Lord. Father, I pray for your son, for your daughter, that as they sleep tonight, they will dream, Father, heavenly dreams, Father, that you visit them, O God, Father, in visions and dreams, O God. May confirmations of their troubled hearts. If anyone is troubled, O God, we ask for your intervention. Father, show up on their case. Show up, Father. We thank you for your salvation. For your law is our delight, Jehovah. Amen and amen.